Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Zayin, and we are three lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara Tana. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sar Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, and Miriam bas Sara Dina. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus, for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibadol L'chayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So the last line of the Mishnah mentioned that even though the way that the Eivarim and the Pidarim of an Oilas Tzibur was brought to the Mizbeach was different than the way the Eivarim and the Pidarim of an Oilas Yachid was brought to the Mizbeach, but have Shaitan v'nituchan shal elu ve'elu shavet. But as it relates to the hefshit and nituach of the karbanos ayla, whether it was the karban yachid or the karban tzibur, they were the same. So what does that mean? Zok the Gemara Tana, have Shaitan v'nituchan shavim bizar. What the Mishnah means to say is that the hefshit and nituach of both the oilas yachid and of the oilas tzibur were kosher with Hazar. So what exactly is Hefshet v'nituach? So every carbon had its unique Shulchan Aruch in terms of how it had to be brought. One of the unique halachos and avoidos of a carbon oilo was that it required Hefshet v'nituach. The animal had to be skinned, the oir went to the kohanim, and then the basar of the animal had to be chopped up into pieces. The skinning of the animal is the hefshet. The chopping up of the animal is the nituach. Says the Mishnah, hefshetam v'nituchan shal elu ve'elu shavin. What does that mean? They're kosher bizarre. Hefshet v'nituach, even though it sounds like an avoida, it feels like an avoida, it looks like an avoida, but at the same time, the halach is, it's going to be kosher bizarre. So just to pause abruptly and really introduce the balance of the daf. So the avodos that were done in the Beis HaMikdash naturally had to be done by Kohanim. How do we know that? Because we do, and really it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk in Parshas Korach. The pasuk says, Va'ata, Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking to Aharon HaKohen. He says, you Aharon, uvanecha itchen, your sons, tishmiru es kuhunaschem. So what does that mean? You should watch your kahuna. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. Ulimi beis la-poroiches. Va'avadetem avoidas matono. Etei nesku naschem. Va'azor ha-korev yumos. So it's not an easy pasuk. We saw Gemaras earlier in the week that darshened this pasuk. But the high level of the pasuk is very straightforward. And that is Aharon HaKohen and his sons would be the ones that would be in charge of all avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash. What about a zar? Says the Torah, v'hazar ha-karev yumas. A zar that does the avoidah is going to be chayv misa. So we saw that not all avoidas that a zar does is chayv misa. Four avoidas, maybe a fifth, maybe even a sixth. But the point is the kaihanim had to do the avoidah, stating that there's certain avoidas that were ksheiros bizar. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchas Bias HaMikdash, Kedarkoi Bekoidesh, Ubalashoinei Hazav, he summarizes this very beautifully. He says that even though Avoidus really was supposed to be done by Kehanim, but there were Avoidus that Azar could do. Number one, Shchitas HaKachim Ksheir Bezarim. Shchitas Kachim Bezar. Afilu Kachi Kadashim. Even Kachi Kadashim. Ben Kachi Yachid, Ben Kachi Tzibur. Even a carbon Tzibur. Shenemar, and the Rambam brings a pasuk. He continues, Vechein HaHefshit VeHanituach. Hefshit and Nituach of the carbon oil. Vahilochas Eitzim Limizbeach. So the hefshet and nituach of a carbon oilo and bringing wood to the mizbeach, that was also kosher bizarre. And the Rambam brings psukim for that as well. V'chein, the Rambam continues and says, hadlokas haneirois, the lighting of the menorah, ksherim bizarim, like we saw earlier in the week, because hadlokas lav avoidehi, regardless, says the Rambam, that there are four avoidois that are ksheirois bizar. So we have the dalet avoidas adam, shchita kabbalah ilachas rika. We have the four avoidas that if a zar does them, he's going to be chayef misa. And then we have this group of four. It's really five. But this group of four. We have shchita is one, hefshet v'nituach is two, haylachas eitzim lamizbeach is three, and adlokas amenorah is four. So these are avoidas where the halacha is that they're going to be ksheirois bizar. And as mentioned, the Rambam, when he brings all these halachas, he brings psukim. Most of the drashas that the Rambam brings are going to be mentioned in today's daf. So the Gemara is going to go through some of these drashas. But just to have a high-level overview before we actually get into the nitty-gritty of some of these drashas, the basis of all the drashas are going to be the same. It's all coming from the same premise. And that is, if you go through the psukim that talk about Avodah, and the fact that Kohanim have to be the ones to do the Avodah, the Torah seems to mention the fact that a Kohen has to do the Avodah too many times. It says it again and again and again. And Chazal were very bothered by that. We know Kohanim do the Avodah. So why would the Torah have to single out regarding specific Avodahs that they have to be done by a Kohen? Just to make the point. And really, the primary drushes that the Gemara is going to bring in today's daf is drushes in the psukim that deal with the carbon oila. So the first carbon that's mentioned in the Torah, Vayikra Perek Aleph, is talking about the carbon oila. An oilas yachid. A yachid decides that he wants to bring a carbon oila. So the Torah goes and mentions all the halachas related to the carbon oila. So in the many psukim that talk about the carbon oila, so just a few, it says v'shachat as ben habakol lefnei Hashem. You have to do shechita with the carbon oil. Ve'ekrivu b'nei aharon ha-kehanim es-adam. And then b'nei aharon, the kehanim, they're going to be the ones that are going to do the Kabbalah. Ve'zorku es-adam ala mezbech, they're going to do the zrika. Asher pesach oil moed. Then the pasuk says, ve'hifshet asa oil v'nitach oisal v'nitzachel. And again, ve'nosnu b'nei aharon ha-kehanim es-adam ala mezbech, ve'orchu eitzam ala esh. Okay, ve'orchu b'nei aharon ha-kehanim es-an esachim es-arosh ve'es ha-padr. Ve'hikter aharon es-akol ala mezbech, oil ishrech nechech l'acham. So the Torah keeps on mentioning again that it has to be done by the Kohanim. And really it's Tzarech Bir, because of all the Avodahs have to be done by the Kohen. So why does the Torah have to continuously repeat again that it had to be done by the Kohen? So it's because of that general diuk, the fact that the Torah keeps on mentioning that Avodah has to be done by the Kohen, that Chazal saw something. And Chazal realized that Vayisleis, not every Avodah has to be done by the Kohen. And even though the Pasuk says in Parashas Korach that really, Tishmru as kunaschem l'chol dvara mizbeach, ulam ibeis laporeiches v'avadetem, Avodah matan etein as kunaschem, v'azara karvumos, it sounds like Kohanim have to do the Avodah. Oh, but from the fact that the Torah keeps on mentioning Kohen, 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 and only by certain Avodahs, kenira that it's not always true. It's almost always true, but it's not always true. And really from these diyukim is what was born and in terms of the four avoidas that a zar is allowed to do. Shechita, hefshe v'nituach, haylachas eitzim, and hadlokas ha-menayra. So with that little bit of an introduction, zok de Gemara. So again, the Mishnah said that even though there's differences in terms of the haylachas eivarim of an oilas yachid and an oilas sibib, when it comes to hefshe v'nituach, elu ve'elu shavim. What does that mean? The Gemara brought a braisa. Hefsheita menituch and shavim azar. The hefshe v'nituach of an oilas yachid and the hefshe v'nituach of an oilas sibur can both be done by azar. Oh my chizkiya. Chizkiya say, menayin lehefshe v'nituach shavim azar. How do you know hefshe v'nituach of an oilas yachid and an oilas sibur is allowed to be done with azar? Shenemar. So he said it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, v'nosnu b'nei aharoin ha-koyen eish al ha-mizbeach. So this is one of the psukim in the parish of the oila that mentions koyen. The Bnei Aharon should put Eish al HaMizbeach. What do we learn from there? That the lighting of the fire on the Marocha had to be done by a Kohen. Said Chizkiyah, you know what it sounds like? Nesinas Eish Bayi Kohuna. Lighting the fire requires Kohuna, but there's something before that that doesn't require Kohuna. Hefshet B'nituach, which are two of the Avodahs that came prior to Nesinas Eish Lai Bayi Kohuna, they will not require Kohuna. Freit the Gemara, Haimi Bayi Leila Gufe. How do you have a right to make a Joshua? Maybe the Torah simply said that the Nosnu Bnei Aharon HaKoyen Eish Al HaMizbeach to tell me that the Bnei Aharon have to be the ones to put the fire on the Mizbeach. Meichet Tesi, this word Koyen is extra and it's coming to teach me not that this requires Kohuna, but that there's something else that doesn't require Kohuna, namely Hefshe V'nituach. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Rav Simi Bar Ashi said, Ashkachti Labai Dave Mazbalei Lebre. He said, I saw Abaya that was teaching his son and he told him the following, Pshat, in what Chizkiya's drasha was. Abaya was explaining to his son what the drasha of Chizkiya was. He said Chizkiya was coming from the following place, V'shachat. It says in the Torah that the carbon oil requires shechita. And we know shechita b'zor k'sheira. That azar is allowed to do a shechita. V'chim yayim basa. How do you know shechita is k'sheira b'zor? Klal shenemar. But the pasuk says, v'atu v'necha itcha tishmeru asku naschem. That's the pasuk in Parashas Korach that we've been talking about. Shemei ani afilu shechita. You would think, l'chol farim is be'ach. Every part of an avodah has to be done by a kohen. Tamad loyim, it says, v'shachar es ben abakar lefnei Hashem. And then afterwards it says, v'hikrivu b'nei aharon ha-kayanim es adon. Another pasuk in the context of the oil. So it says shechita, and then v'hikrivu b'nei aharon ha-kayanim. So maybe the most famous drasha in Kachin, Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna. We learn from here the hikrivu b'nei aharon, that from the hakrova, which means Kabbalah, at that point you have to have b'nei aharon. But what happens after, before v'samach yadoi, that happens before the Kabbalah, v'shachat, that also happens before the Kabbalah. So from there, Shechita is going to be Kasher Bazar. So Abaye was explaining to his son, maybe Rabbi Bar Abaye, maybe another son. So Abaye is sitting with his son, and he explains to him, and he told him that you want to know where Chizki was coming from. So Kaidim, you have to know that we know Shechita is Kasher Bazar. How do you know Shechita is Kasher Bazar? Because Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach, you need Kuna. Anything that happened before doesn't require Kuna. Oh, but Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach does need Kuna. This is what was bothering Chizki. So he said, Mech, ich verstehe nicht. So why did Torah have to tell me that the Kohanim have to light the fire? It's Mikabal of Eilach. Mikabal of Eilach teaches me two things. It teaches me what happened before the Kabbalah is Ksheir Bazar, but it also teaches me what happens after the Kabbalah is Psula Bazar. So Vinasnu is afterwards. So why did Torah have to tell to me that's what was bothering Chizkiyah? This is what was extra. So he said, must be Lamute Hevshevinituach. It's not coming to tell me that the lighting of the fire needs to be done by a Kohen. That's Pashat. It's Mikabal of Eilach. It's coming to teach me that the Hevshe v'nituach, which is also made Kabbalah ve'elach. So you would have thought that it requires kahuna. That really doesn't require kahuna. Freit gemara v'akati yitzrich. Maybe now. Maybe really I need v'nasnu to teach me that you need a koyin to light the fire. I it's me kabbalah ve'elach. So could I dechemin denok? Because I could have thought, given the lav avoided ma'akiv kaparehi, being that even though it's an avoida, but it's not ma'akiv kapara loyti by kahuna. Maybe me kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna is an avoida that's ma'akiv kapara. Lighting the fire on the Maroch is not Ma'akiv Kapar. The only thing that's Ma'akiv Kapar is the avoidance of the Dam. Shechita Kabbalah Elochas Rika. Not even all the avoidance of Dam. Shvicha Shirayim. Pashtus is not Ma'akiv. There's one Manda Amar that we spoke about earlier in the week that holds it is. But usually, it's not. So, being that it's not an avoidance that's Ma'akiv Kapar, even though it's Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach, I would have thought that maybe it doesn't require kuhuna. Kamash Malanda by kuhuna. Maybe it's for that reason the Torah had to say that it requires kuhuna. But the point is, you can't use the pasuk of Venasu Bnei Aharon Akoyin Eshalam Mizbeach as an extra pasuk to teach me that Hefshech V'nituach is Ksheir Bizar, because maybe I need it to teach me the point that the Torah is making. And that is that the lighting of the fire requires kahuna. Ah, isn't it poshet? Because it's mikabbalah ve'elach? No, it's not so poshet. Because kabbalah ve'elach is maybe only for something that's ma'akiv kapara. But being that this is not ma'akiv kapara, maybe it's not included in mikabbalah ve'elach. Now, the Rishonim asks that to the extent that you're going to tell me that mikabbalah ve'elach only means dvarim that are ma'akiv, and I need a pasuk v'nostu bnei Aharon Hakoyin Eish Alam Mizbeach to tell me that the lighting of the fire has to be done by a kohen, then vayta hefshev v'nituach should be ksheir bizar, because the Torah never said hefshev v'nituach requires a kohen. I it's mikabbalah ve'elach, but mikabbalah ve'elach is only regarding dvarim ma'akiv kapar. I ain't berishayin. But the point is, the Gemara is saying that if the premise of the drasha that hefshev v'nituach should be ksheir bizar is from the fact that v'nostu bnei Aharon Hakoyin Eish Alam Mizbeach is extra, that's not true. It's not extra. Maybe we learn it out from another pasuk, a rather similar pasuk in the same exact parsha. It says, "Va'orchu bnei Aharon haKohanim es hanesachim es haroish ves hapeder al ho'etzim asher aloish asher alamizbech." So this is describing the haktor of the oil. Again, we're talking about the oil mentioned right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Says the Gemara, "Mech mekabalav elach mitzvah kuhuna." We know from mekabalav elach mitzvah kuhuna va'orchu lamali. So why do you have to tell me that the haktor had to be done by a Kayin? It's mikabbalah ve'elach. Must be the mutter. Have to be nituach. It's not coming to teach me that the haktar needs to be done by Kayin, because everything from kabbalah ve'elach has to be done by Kayin. Must be it's coming to be matter something that's mikabbalah ve'elach that you would have thought requires a Kayin, and that's have to be nituach. So the Gemara, how do you know it's the mutter? Have to be nituach. Ve'emel mu'utei sidush ne'gziriyetz. And maybe it's coming to be mind something else. Meaning it doesn't say anything about have to be nituach. You're telling me there's a miut here. Okay, then maybe the miut is something else. Maybe the miut is ne'gziriyetz, that the Sidur of the Shnei Gziri Yetzim that we'll see more about on Amid Beis, maybe the Pasuk's coming to tell me that that's mutter by a Zar. Zakti Gemara, Mestabra. Divcha de Kavase Memayit. It's Mestabra that we're going to be Memayit something that's similar to it. Meaning, if there's a Torah shows Haktara to be Memayit something, the thing that Haktara is going to be Memayit should be as similar as possible to Haktara. That's usually the way the Torah works. So the Torah is Memayit something from something else, usually using two things that are similar to each other. So the Gemara says that Hefshet V'nituach is more similar to Haktara than Sidush Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is to Haktara. Why? Because they both involve the Gufa Karpen. Hefshet v'nituach, you're skinning the oila. Haktara, you're being makta the oila. As opposed to the sidur, shnei gzirayetim, that's wood, that's external. And because it's external, it's not part of the actual carbon, maybe it's different. But the Gemara says, adarabba. Maybe you could say as far as just the opposite. Sidur, the kavasim in my, maybe sidur, shnei gzirayetim is more like haktara, because they're both sidur. You're putting the etzim on the fire, and you're putting the oila on the fire. But the Gemara says, like, so good, you can't say it anyways. I mean, you can't tell me that sidur, shnei gzirayetim, Sidu Shnei Gezire Eitzim is Ksheira Bizarre, and that's what we're in mind. Why? Because the Amamar, because we know that's not the case. Another pasuk in the context of the Oila, and we learn from there, Zu Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh. Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh Udubai Kuna. And we learn from there that the Hilacha of the Evarim, the Pais HaSheni, the Pais HaRevi, that required Kuna, but Hilachas Eitzim Lebai Kuna. But Hilachas Eitzim does not require Kuna. And we learn another thing from there, that Hilachas Eitzim doesn't require Kuna. Bringing the etzim to the fire, to the mizbeach doesn't, but putting it on the fire already does. The point is not true that sidur shnei gziri etzim is not ksher bazar. It's psula bazar. So again, where were we? We have a drasha. It says in the Torah, "V'orchu bnei Aharon akihanim es anasachem es aroish ves apoder alo etzim." It's extra. Why is it extra? Torah doesn't have to tell me that you need a kohen to do the haktara because it's mikabalav elach. Must be it's coming to teach me something that's mikabalav elach. That's okay. What is that hefshev nidoch? Maybe it's sidur shnei gziri etzim. That's not true. Sidur shnei gziri etzim is not ksher bazar. Sidur shnei gziri etzim is psula bazar. So again, v'orchu lamali must be lamut hefshev nidoch. But the Gemara says, "V'ema hachi nami lugufe." Same teretz like we had earlier. Right, the Gemara's first makar was from the fact that the Torah said you need a coin to light the fire. Must be hefshev nituach is okay. Why? Because the Torah said to tell me you need a coin to light the fire. It's mikabal veilach. But the Gemara was doichet because the Gemara said that no, maybe it's a dava she'ena ma'akiv kapara, and a dava she'ena ma'akiv kapara is not included in mikabal veilach. So I needed to tell me that you need a coin. This is all the teretz over here. Haktar is also, even though it's mikabal veilach, but it's not a dava ma'akiv kapara. So I need a fear. So again, just like you can't learn hefshev nituach from the nosnu bnei aharon hakoyin eshal mizbeach. You also can't learn hefshev nituach from the orchu bnei haharon hakoyhanim esanasachem esaroish vesapader alo eitzim. Says Zokta Gemara, elo must be it's coming. We learn it from somewhere else. It says in the Torah of the Hikter hakoyin es hakoyl. This is another pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that talks about the oilo. The kirbay uchrov yirchatz bamoyim the Hikter hakoyin es hakoyl amizbecho oilo ishe reach nichayik lashen. And again, the Torah mentioned the word koyin. Why did it say koyin again? L'mayasa, to tell me haktara. We know that already. Must be l'mu'utei hefshit v'nituach. It must be it's coming to be a ma'ayit, hefshet v'nituach. Talk to Gemara. When it says, v'hikrav ha'koyin es ha'koyla mizbecha, now what's the Gemara about to do? It's a little bit tricky. But the Gemara is about to do is that we just darshaned a pasuk in the beginning of Ayikra to teach me the halacha that hefshet v'nituach is ksher bazar. The maskan, it's learned out from v'hikrav ha'koyin es ha'koyla mizbecha. That's mamash a redundant pasuk, and it mentions koyin again. So it must be it's coming to tell me that hefshev v'nituach is ksher bazar. So we're going to mention a few other drashas. So it says v'hikrav ha'koyin es ha'koyla mizbecha. Zu halachas evarim lakevesh. And you see from there that halachas evarim lakevesh hu d'bayi kuhuna, halachas eitzim loy bayi kuhuna. What else do you see from here? That halachas eitzim is loy bayi kuhuna, hasidur shnei gziri eitzim bayi kuhuna. So again, this is something that the Gemara mentioned a few lines ago. When the Gemara mentioned a few lines ago, it was part of the shakla v'tayir of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is just mentioning it more as a maimer hamuskar, more as an FYI. We just darshan a pasuk here in the beginning of Ayukah to teach me hefshev nituach is ksher bazar. So I'm going to tell you another halacha. The Gemara, another pasuk that's worth darshaning. It says, "V'nosnu bnei aharon akoyin eshal mizbeach v'orchu etzim alo etz." That's the first pasuk that we began the daf with, which teaches me that a koyin has to be the one that lights the fire. What does v'nosnu teach me? Exactly what the Gemara said in the beginning of the sugya. L'gufe, it teaches me you need a koyin to light the fire. Ice mikabal ve'elach. Yeah, but it's not an avoda ma'akev kaparu. That's why you need a pasuk for it. And then the pasuk continues and says, "V'orchu bnei aharon akoyhanim es hanesachem es haroish ves hapader alo etzim." So the Gemara brought this pasuk as a havamina, as a fleeting thought that maybe that's the makar, that hefshev v'nituach is ksher bazar. But Maisa, that wasn't the makar. So the Gemara says, what do you do with that pasuk? V'orchu shnayim, v'orchu zalashin rabim. Mi rabim, tafasta mu, tafasta is two. So anytime the Torah says something beloshin, rabim, it always means two. Bnei Aharon, again, shnayim. Hakoyhanim, nochamol shnayim. Lamadim, we learn from here, litle sheton shisha, that the tle of the carbon tamid, it was a sheep, And it was a Naila, it was a carbon zibur. It required six koyhanim to bring its evarim to the Mizbeach. That was the cheshbon in the Mishnah Daf Chafayim and Av. The Mishnah Grada said nine, but that's because the Mishnah also mentioned the Yayin and the Chavitin. But really, in terms of the evarim of the Oila, it ends up being six. Amar Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Hamnuna said, we'll put this together in a second. But first, Rav Hamnuna commented, he said, Kashalei the Rebbe Lazar, Haibib ben Abakar, Ksiv ben Abakar, Esim Varbo. How could you dash in this last drasha for Orchu bnei Aharon Apeyanim to teach me that the Tleh of an Oila requires six koyhanim? For Orchu two, bnei Aharon two, Hakayanim 2, 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. You know what the problem is? That pasuk is in the first parasha of the Oila, and the first parasha of the Oila says, Im Oila karbonoi min habakar. What's bakar? Cattle, rinder. Bakar is cattle. Cattle means cows. A bakar requires not 6 Kayhanim, but 24 Kayhanim. That was the Mishnah on the bottom of the Chavavah Mideis. So Rav Hamnuna said, I heard Rabbi Laza ask the Kasha, Hai ben Abakar ksiv, u ben Abakar esim varbaboy, v'nichale, but he answered, this is like Yerushalmi language, v'nichale, al ho'etzim asher al ho'esh ala mizbech. It says, v'orchu b'nei aharin ha'kayhanim isan esochim, esoroish ves ha'poder, al ho'etzim asher al ho'esh asher ala mizbech. It's very wordy. On top of the wood, which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. So he darshan this follows. Where do you find that there's a mitzvah that on top of the fire you have to put wood? That is after the carbon tumit, where there was a mitzvah of shnei gzirei etzim, as we're about to see. So must be, it's talking about an oila that was the tumit shel, the carbon tumit. Carbon tumit was a tleh. Therefore, we know this halacha. We're able to darshan va'aruch b'nei harna kayhanim. So really, the pasuk is talking about an oila that's bakar. An oila that's bakar is not 6 kayhanim, it's really 24 kayhanim. But there's a remez in the pasuk to the carbon tamid. So we can darshan the va'aruch b'nei harna kayhanim regarding the carbon tamid as well. Carbon tamid was a tleh. That's the makar that the tleh requires 6 kayhanim. So this concludes the first part of the daf. The first part of the daf discussed the mekar that hefshit v'nituach is kosher b'zah. So ordinarily, avoiders have to be done by a kohen, like the pasuk says in Parashas Koyrach. In fact, v'azara korev yumas. But there are some avoiders that are ksheir b'zah. The most famous one, shchit ksheir b'zah. Hadlokas ha-menayr, we just had the Gemara, is ksheir b'zah. But in addition to that, in today's daf, we saw that hefshit v'nituach is ksheir b'zah, and hoylachas eitzim la-mizbeach, bringing wood to the mizbeach, even though hoylachas eivarim was a huge deal. The pious hasheni, all the different kayanim involved bringing the evarim to the mizbech. But halachas eitzim was different, and halachas eitzim was in fact sheir bizar. What's the makar? So the maskana, the makar that hefshet v'nituach is sheir bizar, is because it says v'kirboi uchrov yirchatz b'maye v'hikter ha-koyen es ha-koyel. Torah didn't have to say v'hikter ha-koyen es ha-koyel. We know already the koyen does the haktara. So it must be it's coming to teach me not something that requires kuhuna, but fakir, something that doesn't require kuhuna. It's coming to teach me that the hefshet v'nituach is ksheir bizar. How do you know hilachas eitzim l'mizbeach is ksheir bizar? So that's a little bit more of a convoluted drasha, because it says v'hikrav ha-koyen es ha-koyel ha-mizbecha. That v'hikriv is referring to halachas evarim lekevish. We learn from there that halachas evarim lekevish requires kuna, but halachas eitzim loy baya kuna. We also learn from there that sidush ne'gziri eitzim does require kahuna. And then in the course of the Gemara, some of the attempted drashas that the Gemara brought, the Gemara went through and darshan some of the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. So part two of the daf, and really part two of the daf, requires another introduction, and that is, so we've been talking a little bit about the marocha of the Mizbeach, Sidur HaMarocha, Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, lighting the fire on the marocha. So just to have a better visual in terms of what exactly these avodas were. So we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzin. That was the big Mizbeach that was in the courtyard. It was in the Azara. It had the big ramp. That's where Ruba of the avodas of the Mizbeach were done. On top of the Mizbeach, there were several marachas. Machloik is tanam, exactly how many there were. But there were several marachas. A maracha is wood, and there's fire on top of the wood. But although there's a machloik is how many marachas were, everybody agrees there was one maracha gedoyla. There was one very large maracha, and that was the primary maracha that was used for all the haktaras and for everything that was going to be done. There was an avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash every day, and that was to be mesader the marocha. It had to be done daily. Practically, maybe it didn't have to be done daily, but from an avoida perspective, it had to be done daily. So a kohen had to walk on top of the mizbeach And he had to be mesada the maracha. He had to make sure that the maracha is nice, it's in order, everything is ready to go. Now, being mesada the maracha is not the same as lighting the fire. That's a separate avodah. That's the nosnu bnei Aharon HaKohen eish al hamizbech. That's actually lighting the fire. We're talking about physically being mesada the maracha. So there was an avodah called being mesada the maracha, and then there was an avodah called venosnu bnei Aharon HaKohen eish al hamizbech. That's actually lighting the maracha. That's putting the maracha on fire. In addition to that, the Torah says that when the carbon tamid was brought, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arba'im, there was a mitzvah that a kohen held to take two gzirei etzim. He had to take two logs of wood, whole shulchan aruch of how long they had to be and the exact nature of the gzirei etzim. But he had to take two gzirei etzim and sezamin with the carbon tamid, it had to be put on the maracha. And in the world of lumdus, the way the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are viewed as not so much part of the Maracha, but more part of the Tamid, more part of the Hakrava. So together with the Tamid, there was a mitzvah that you had to put Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. How do we know this? It's Pesukim in the Torah. In fact, the Torah says it twice. The Torah says it in Parashas Vayikra. It says, V'nosnu b'nei Aharon HaKoyen Eish al HaMizbeach, V'orchu Eitzim al Ho'esh. V'orchu Eitzim al Ho'esh. It's clearly saying that there's a mitzvah to put Eitzim on top of the Eish. Why do you have to put Eitzim on top of the Eish? The Eish is the Eitzim. It's the Maracha. But there's a mitzvah of putting Eitzim al Eish. And there's another pasuk. A pasuk in Parashas Tzav. It says, V'ho'esh al ha'mizbeach tukat bo'y lo'ysicha. So we're describing the Eish of the Maracha. And then it says, on the Eish of the Maracha, uvier oleho ha'koyen Eitzim ba'boyke ba'boyke. That every single morning, the Koyen had to take Eitzim and put it on top of the fire. So you see clearly two psukim in the Torah. V'orchu Eitzim alo Eish in Parashas Vayikra, uvier oleho ha'koyen Eitzim ba'boyke ba'boyke. That's in Parashas Tzav. Now Chazal Darshan, we saw this in yesterday's daf, very quickly, that one pasuk is referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar and the other pasuk is referring to Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, which one's referring to which? It's very easy. Because in Parashat Tzav, it says clearly, Uvir alea koyen eitzim baboiker baboiker. So obviously, that pasuk is referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar. It was baboiker baboiker, which means process of elimination. When it says, Va'orchu eitzim alo ish, that must be referring to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. And it matters which one is referring to which. Because there's a big nafka mina in the Lashon of the Torah. By the Tamid Shel Shachar, it says, Uvir haleho hakoyen. Uvir is a Lashon Yachid. Hakoyen is a Lashon Yachid. Eitzim baboiker baboiker. Which seems to suggest one koyin, as opposed to by the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, the Urchu is a Lashon Rabin, Eitzim Aloesh, that suggests two koyhanim. And it's for that reason the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im required two koyhanim, each one holding one of the Gzirei Eitzim that was brought together with the carbon Tamid, as opposed to the Tamid Shel Shachar only required one koyin. Uvier Oleh HaKoyin Eitzim Ba'boike Ba'boike. And that's Pshat. Now we can appreciate a little bit better the Mishnah and Dav Chavov on the days. When the Mishnah said Tamid Shel Shachar, it was Karev Betisha on a regular day. Whereas the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was Karev B'yod Aleph. What's the difference between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im? The Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, in addition to being a Tamid, so it needed the nine Kayhanim that the Tamid Shel Shachar needed, it needed another two Kayhanim, because it says in the Torah, the Orchu Eitzim Alo Eish, two Kayhanim, these are the Eitzim, Lashon Rabim, always means two, like we just said, so Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and as a result, that's how you end up having 11. There's rather one Kasha that needs to be asked. It just jumps off the daf. And that is, the Tamid Shel Shachar should have at least required 10 koyhanim. Because you have the 9 for all the Evarim. So it's true, you don't have the Orchu Lashon Rabin. But you have Uvier, you have at least one. So how come you didn't have to have 10? It's not mentioned in the 9. The Harayah, because the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is the 9 plus the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So obviously we're not counting the Eitzim. So what happened to the, at the very least, meaning the same Shnei Gzirei Eitzim that you had by the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, you had by the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Nafkamina is one Koyin or two Koyhanim. What's the Makar? Because the Lashon Yachid versus the Lashon Rabim. By the Tamid Shel Shachar, Baboike Baboike, it says Uvier is a Lashon Yachid. For Orchu, that's Imeno Yin, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tenei Yin, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, that's by the Bein Arba'im. But at the very least, you should need one Koyin. So the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, and it's a little unclear what the Yerushalmi's teretz is. But Tosfos in Masechtas Menachos in Daf Pei Tes says that the Lin Nira Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that it's true you had to have Shnei Gzirei Eitzim by the Tamid Shel Shachar, just like the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, it's a pasuk in the Torah. But at the same time, it wasn't brought together with the Karban Tamid. It was brought before the Karban Tamid, and that was the difference. The Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, it was part of the Pius HaSheini. because that was included. It was nichlal in the way the Talmid Shel Bein Rabbayim was brought, as opposed to by the Talmid Shel Shachar, it was different. And it could be the Nafka Min is in Lomdis. Is it a chelik of the Talmid or is it not a chelik of the Talmid? Because like we said, the Shnei Gzir Yetzim is more a part of the Talmid than it is a part of the Maracha. So if it's brought together with the Talmid Shel Bein Rabbayim, so then it feels like it's a chelik of the Guf HaTalmid. But if it was brought prior, so it wasn't brought together with the Talmid, but that's already a whole nother sugya for a whole nother day. So again, this is the introduction as it relates to understanding the Maracha a little bit. There was an Avoida called Sidur HaMaracha, there was an Avoida called Lighting the Maracha, then there was an Avoida called Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So part two of the daf is going to discuss a Zar, a non-Kohen. Is he allowed to be Masadar the Maracha? Is he allowed to be Masadar the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? What happens if he does? Is he going to be Chayav Misa, or is he not going to be Chayav Misa? So just one more piece of introduction, really. This is Chazara from what we saw earlier in the week. And that is not every time a Zar does the Avoid is he Chayav Misa. And even though it says in the Torah, Azar HaKarev Yumas, but at the same time, there are very strict guidelines that determine when a Zar is Chayav Misa. Rav said, Arba Avoid Azar Chayav Alei Misa. There are four Avoidas that if a Zar does them, he's going to be Chayav Misa. Zrika HaKtara, Nisuch HaMayim, and Nisuch HaYayim. Levi added, Af Trumas Hadeshin. Rav explained, why is it after these four avoidas, Yidarshan the Pasuk, that there's two criteria that have to be met in order to be Chayev Misa, if you're a Zar, that does the avoida. Number one, avoidas matana. It has to be an avoida that involves giving as opposed to taking. So if it's an avoida of placing something, Azrika, Nischamayim, Nischayayim, Haktar, you're putting something on the Mizbech, then you're going to be Chayv. If you remove something from the Mizbech, Trumas Hadeshen, for example, Rav holds you're not going to be Chayv. Additionally, it has to be an Avoida Tama. It has to be the last Avoida. If it's the last Avoida, you're going to be Chayv. But if it's not an Avoida Tama, in that case, you're not going to be Chayv. Levi agrees with everything that Rav said. He holds it has to be an Avoida Smatana. He holds that it has to be an Avoida Tama. But he had a special drush, L'chol Dvar Mizbech, that was Marba the Trumas. So with that introduction, a little bit of a Havana in terms of the avoidas that were done related to the Maracha, the Gemara earlier in the Perek that says that only an avoida tama and an avoida smatana azar is chayiv misa, the second part of the daf. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi, who was a Talmud Rav Yochanan, said over from his Greiser Rebbe, he said that this is what Rav Yochanan said, Zor shesider sa maracha chayiv. If a Zor would be mesadeh the maracha, he would be chayiv misa. Meaning, of course it's an avoid, and of course a Zor can't do it. But what Rav Yochanan was being mechadish was that if he does do it, he's going to be chayiv misa. So what happens if a Zor was mesadeh the maracha? What should we do? Parka, he should dismantle the Maracha, then he should do it again. Freight the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Maya honey like. So if the Zar was Masada the Maracha, tell the Zar, knock it down, put it back up. No, Ella Parka Zar Vesaydra Kayan. A Zar could be the one that's pirated, but a Kayan has to be the one that puts it back. Maskal Rab Zera. So Rab Zera asked the Kasha. He said, is there such a thing that you can have an Avoida that's kosher to do at night, but at the same time, it's going to be possible bizarre? Now, clearly implied from Rab Zera is that the Maracha was Ksheira Balayla. The Avoida of Sidur Maracha was able to be done at night. That's the halacha. That, in fact, that's the way it was. There used to be Masada the Maracha at night. So in the world of Avoidas that were Ksheira Balayla, that's a whole nother schmooze. We're talking about Avoidas that are Ksheira bizarre. But Avoidas that were Ksheira Balayla, Sidur Maracha, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. So Mask of Rav Zeira, is it Shaykh that you can have an Avoida that's Kosher Balayla and it's going to be Pasul bizarre? Trek the Gemara for life, Arevara Muptarim. Akhtar is kashuv alaylo, and it's psula bazar. So the Gemara says, "Avoided the imamahi." Akhtar, even though it was done at night, but at the same time, we look at it as the gemar. We look at it as the soif of the avoida of yoim, and it's for that reason we treat it like an avoida of yoim. Freit the Gemara very trumas adeshen. What about trumas adeshen? That was done by laylo, and it's psula bazar. The pious harishon. So the Gemara tchilas avoida imamahi. We saw this earlier. That even though it's true, it was done at night, but we view it as the beginning of the avoida sayoim. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself said it. A coin that was Mekadesh Yadav Raglov from the Kiyor, which every coin had to do before he did the Avodah. So if he did it before the Trumas Hadeshen, he didn't have to do it again that day. Why? Even though it was at night, because we look at his Tchilas Avodah the Imam. So it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. It's like, okay, Velo Kasha, then we talk to have a good Kasha. Again, Rav Asi said in the name Rav Yochanan, a Zar that's Mesadeh the Maracha is going to be Chayev. Clearly implying that it's Pasul. Maskafla Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira asked the kasha. How could it be? The avoida of sida marachas kasha balayla. V'chi yesh lucha avoida shekshera balayla upsula bazar. And don't bring me a raya from haktara, because that's really an avoida sayon. And don't bring me a raya from chumas adashen, because that's also a shtickle, an avoida sayon. So we're left with a kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's such a good kasha. It's not possible that an avoida that's ksheres balayla should be psula bazar. So must be Rabbi Yochanan never said his chayv misa, because chayv misa suggests that it's possible, and it's not the truth. So it must be where Rav Asin Rabbi Yochanan was as follows: zor not she sider as hamarocha, but zor she sider shnei gzira yetsim chayv. Zor she sider shnei gzira yetsim. The shnei gzira yetsim that were brought with the tamid shal shach and the tamid shal ben arbayim, one koyin, two koyin. But that avoida, that already if a zor would do, he would be chayv, and the reason he's chayv is hoyul v'avoidas yoyim, because that's already an avoidas yoyim, and because it's an avoidas yoyim, so therefore it's going to be chayiv. So not zor shesider samarocha, that's an avoidas laila. Zor shesider shnei gzirei etzim, that's similar, but they're not the same thing. And it's regarding that that Rabbi Yochanan said you're going to be chayiv. Maskef l'rov. So Rav asked the kasha el miyato, if that's the case, tiboyi payis, you should require a goyrol. Why was there no goyrol for Zor Shesider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? Freak the Gemara, Ishtamitzeh, you forgot the Gemara? Hoda Tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Misha Zochab Shumas Hadeshen, Yiske Besida Marocha Besida Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. There was a Gairo. In fact, the one that got the Shumas Hadeshen, he was the one that got to do this. So what do you mean that there was no Gairo? Zok the Gemara. You're right. Enochinami. But before we go weiter, the Gemara is about to be medayik, literally a subtle diak in what Rava said. So again, just the cheshbon. After further review, Rav Asi sent the name Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shesider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Chayv. Right? That's the second version of what Rav Asi sent the name Rabbi Yochanan. A Zor that's Mesada, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, is going to be Chayv. So Rav asked the Kasha, Elameya, and he gave a reason for it, because it's an Avodah Sayoy. It's very important. A Zor Shesider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Chayv, Hoyo Vavodah Sayoy. So Rav said, if that's the case, you should require a Goyal. The Gemara's understanding that when Rava said Ela Meyata, meaning if that's the case that you require, meaning Rava never had a problem why there was no Goyrel for Sider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. It never bothered him. But when he heard what Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Zor Shesider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Chayev, Hoyol Vavoidas Hayoimi, that's when it bothered him. And the Gemara's medayik that it sounds like Rava heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan, and it was because of those two things that Rava had his kasha. He heard that a zar that's mesada shnei gzirei eitzim is chayiv, and he also heard that it's an avoda sayoy. That's good for why it's a problem. Avodas laila, it would be kasha, so certainly he wouldn't be chayiv. So it's because of those two pieces that Rava jumped to action and he asked his grace Akasha that how come there was no Goyro? So the Gemara says like this, Lameimra, it sounds like from Rava's reaction, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that Avoidas Yoim Boi Pais, Avoidas Laila Loi Boi Pais. As if to say, had the Avoid of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim been an Avoidas Laila, not an Avoidas Yoim, then Rava would have never had his Kasha to require a Goyro. As if to say, an avoidas laila doesn't have a pious. Pray to Gemara, it's not true. Vare evarim uptarim. What about evarim uptarim? Evarim uptarim, a blood of the pious Hasheni, a big part of it was negeya haktara. So you see that you need a pious even for avoidas laila. So the Gemara says, again, like we said earlier, that haktara we look at really as an avoidas yoim, and that's why Rava didn't think there was any raya from there that an avoidas laila requires. Vare trumas hadeshen. What about trumas hadeshen? That's the pious harishon, and that was done at night. Again, so the Gemara says that's not a kasha. So Pasha, the Gemara could have said it's Tchilas Avoida the Yamamihi. But the Gemara says even more Pasha. Mishum Maisa Shahaya, there was a Maisa Shahaya, as we know, the stories with the ramp, and it's for that reason that they by Zok the Gemara, another Dik. Again, Rava said Elameyata, and the Gemara's understanding that Rava's Elameyata is that if you're Gerecht, Rabbi Yochanan, that Zor Shesi the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Chayiv, and the reason you Chayiv is because it's Avoidas Yoim. So again, it sounds like then you should need a pious. So it sounds like the only time we would think you should need a pious is if both of those facts are true. Right, so yes, the Kasha, Vare Shchita, what about Shchita? Now Shchita is an Avoidas Yoim, but Zor is not Chayiv Misa for Shchita. In fact, Shchita is Ksheir Bezor. And still, Shchita was part of the pious Hasheni, Mishoichet. So you see, there's a pious, even for something that is Zor's Nachayv. So what's Rava's Elameyata? If Rava thinks that Shchita Shnei Gzirei Eitzim doesn't have a pious and requires a pious, then ask the Kasha, you need a pious. What's up with Elameyata? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that Zor's Chayiv Misa? What does Zar Chayv Misa have to do with a pious? You see clearly, Shechita, which is Ksheir Bizar. Sok the Gemara, Shani, Shechita, the Tchilas Avoidehi. Shechita is different. Because even though it's true, Shechita is Ksheir Bizar, but no, you can't compare Shechita. Shechita is the first Avoidah. As much as we downplay Shechita in so many Sugis Ashas, Shechita Lav Avoidehi. But at the same time, it's the Tchilas Avoidehi. It's mamish, the beginning of everything. Shechita is very chashiv, and that's why it required a pious. I'm a Mazutra, Vitem Ravashi, Vanan Loy Tanan Hochi. He said, but I have a problem with this, because he says, so Marzutra was asking Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan's premise that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is an Avoidas Yoyim. It's a lot of information here. But on the specific piece, not that the Zohar is Chayiv Misa if he does the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, but that it's an Avoidas Yoyim. That's the reason that he's Chayiv Misa. So how could you tell me Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is an Avoidas Yoyim? We're going to learn the Mishnah in the next parak that describes the beginning of the day. And it says, Omele Mamamuno, Tsuru, go outside and see if he gives man shchita. If he gives man shchita, what about Imigias man Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim were done before. So, Luchura, why are we going to see if it's day for the Shechita? First, we have to see if it's day for the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which preempted the Shechita. Oh, must be that the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim was done at night. So, if it was done at night, it's an Avodah that's Ksher Balayla. So, why Rabbi Yechon and say Yechayv Misa? So, the Gemara, Hachta Lesley Takanta Ktoni, Hachta Islay Takanta Loik Ktoni. They used to really only do the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim by day. But at the end of the day, if you would put it up at night by mistake, it's not the end of the world. Because you can always take it off and put it back on. Shechita, if you shecht an animal and it's a bad shechita, so you just killed an animal, literally, and it's a problem. You have psuli hamakdashim now. So that's not something you could do. So avada, it was an avoida that's only ksheira by yom, but they weren't so medactic. The process that the Gemara is going to describe in the next Mishnah, that was something they needed for shechita. Because if you get the shechita wrong, you have a real issue. As opposed to the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, where you don't really have an issue. So just to summarize, the first part of the second part of the daf. We're about to learn another Lishna. But just to summarize, and that is, Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Azar, that's Mesada de Marocha is Chayef. Which implies that if Azar is Mesada de Marocha is possible. You have to do it all over again. And the Gemara said, Maskefla, Rab Zera said it can't be. How could you have an avoida that's kshera balayla and is psula bazar? Sidur hamarocha was done the katchila at night, so it was certainly kshera balayla. And if it was kshera balayla, it can't be psula bazar. And because of that kasha, so the Gemara said Rav Asi tweaked what he heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that not zor she sidur hamarocha chayev, but rather zor she sidur shnei gzirei eitzim chayev. So again, it was based on Rab Zera's kasha. Originally, Rav Asi had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Azar, that's Masada, the Marach is Chayim, Sidur HaMarach is Pasol. Rav Zera's kasha was, it's an Avoida that's Ksheira Balaylo. Vichy Yeshlocha Avoida Sheksheira Balaylo Psula Bazar. It was because of that question that we had to edit exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Look, the Gemara of Ikad Amri, there was an Ikad Amri that had a different nusach in this exchange. Maskefla, Rab Zeiru. Rab Zeiru asked a different question. He said, V'chi yesh locha avoido, shen yesh achre avoido, upsula bizar. Again, Rab Yassi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what he said in the beginning of the sugya. Zor she sider hamarocha chayim. In the first Gemara, Rab Zeiru asked the kasha, it's ksher balayla. So because of that, he had to edit it. In the second lesson, Rav Zeira is going to ask a kasha, but it's a different kasha. His kasha was, it's an avoida sheyesh achre avoida. So if it's an avoida sheyesh achre avoida, you don't find anywhere such an avoida as psula bazar. Now, Sidur HaMarocha is an avoida sheyesh achre avoida, zok Rashi, because after the Sidur HaMarocha, you had the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which is interesting. That's considered an avoida sheyesh achre avoida in terms of the Sidur of the Marocha, but that's Rav Zeira's kasha in the Ikud HaAmri. Zok the Gemara. So there's issues, as you see here, with the Gersois. So Rashi takes out the first five lines of Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, so does the Vilna Gaon. So we're going to be Saimich on Ashley Rav Ravi, and we're going to skip to Eli Itmar Hachi. It's very hard to learn the Gemara otherwise. I ain't Tosfos. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. So because of this Kasha that Rav Zeira asked, Zok the Gemara, you have to change what Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly what the Gemara did in the first Lishna. Am Rav Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shesidah Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Chayiv, Hoyel v'avoyde tamihi. Not zor she sider es hamarocha chayev, but rather zor she sider shnei gzirei eitzim chayev. And the reason is because it's an avoyde tam. It's not an avoyde sheyesh achre avoyde, but rather it's an avoyde tam. A maskefla ravos. Again, it's the same signon. You have Rav Asi saying the name Rabbi Yochanan. a halacha regarding a zara and the maracha. Rav Zeira asked the kasha. Because of that, we changed what Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, and then Rava asked the kasha. So Zokta Gemara, Maskefla Rava Elameyata Dibay Pais. Same exact question. If that's the case, you should require a pious. Right? The Gemara, Rava Veloy Bay Pais. We do have a pious. What time we learned to the pious? Mishnah Zochav Chumas Adashin. Whoever did the Chumas Adashin, Yiske Besida Shnei Gzira Yetzim. Zokta Gemara, Hachikama. No, his question, what he meant to say was Yefaisalab Ifnei Atzma. What you should do is you should have it. It should have its own goyrel. So the Gemara says, Kidam Rinon, the Teretz is like we said earlier, meaning the reason they didn't give it its own goyrel, this was the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek, was because people weren't coming for the Trumas Hadashin, so they wanted to incentivize it, just to make it a little bit more interesting for the Kayanim. So they said, whoever's going to do the Trumas Hadashin will get to be Masada the Maracha and the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim, and like this, people were more incentivized to come. But the Gemara now is going to make the same diik that it made earlier. Rav had a kasha. When he heard what Rav Asi said, the name Rabbi Yochanan, how come there was no goyro for the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim? As if to say, without this kash, he would have had no problem. Okay, so what did he hear from Rabbi Yochanan that triggered the question? He heard him say that a zar that's mesada the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is chayiv, hayo v'avoy de tamo. Zok te gemar, l'meimit avoy de tamo, v'zar chayiv aleh misa boi payis, but ein zar chayiv aleh misa loy boi payis, mari shchito. Shchito is, number one, it's not an avoy de tamo. And number two, it's also not a avoy de that azar is chayiv misa. It's k'sher bazar. And still you see required a payis. So why did Rava feel that unless he had information that azar is chayiv v'zidur shnei gziri yetzim, he understands why there's no payis. If Rava thinks there should be a payis, then there should be a pious even if a zar could do it. Shchita, there's a pious even if a zar could do it. So the Gemara says that he knew that shchita was different because shani shchita the tchilas avoided the imam. Hey, shchita is different because the tchilas avoided the imam. Now there's a little base here. Agoy sagra, Rashi, and again, there's a shaila what to do with this girsa. So we're going to be consistent and we're going to skip these few lines as well. It's not Lishitase that we're skipping, but it's the same cheshbon. So we're going to skip it, and the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, four lines down. Vitemir Ravashi, some say Ravashi said it. Afana nami tanina. I'll bring you a raya a raya that the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is an avoida tamo. Zok to Gemara, what's the raya? Again, Rabbi Yochanan is saying now that a zar that's masada the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is going to be chayiv. Why? Because it's an avoida tamo. So I have a raya that it's an avoida tamo. Because omel hem amun, tzu, ruim, igi is man shchito, vilus man Sidur Gzirei Yetzim loy katani. How come it didn't say Sidur Gzirei Yetzim? It must be because the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is an avoida tamo. It's the end of an avoida. And it's really the end of the Avodas Laila. And because it's at the end of the Avodas Laila, so maybe it's Kasha Balaila. And being that it's Kasha Balaila, so that's why when they had to go outside to see if it's day, they only had to know if it's day to bring the Karban Tamid, but didn't have to know if it was day in order to do the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim. But the Gemara says you have no Raya, because maybe Hachta Lesley Takanta Ketani, Hachta Lesley Takanta Loi Ketani. Maybe really it's something that had to be done during the day, but it wasn't so vichtig to make sure that it was yayim, because if you get it wrong, you could always redo it. There's always a way to correct it, as opposed to the shchita, where if you get that wrong, you wouldn't be able to correct it. So again, this last part of the daf, a little tricky. In short, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, a zar that's misader shnei gzirei yetzim is going to be chayiv. And there are really two lishoynes in terms of why. In the first Lishna, a zar that's mesada the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is chayev, Rabbi Yochanan added, the reason is because it's an avoida of yoim. In the second Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan said, a zar that's mesada the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is going to be chayev because it's an avoida tam. In both Lishonis, initially, Rabbi Yochanan had said, zar shesider es hamarocha chayev, and the Gemara rejected that. In the first Lishna, Rav Zeira had one kasha. In the second Lishna, Rav Zeira had another kasha. So the maskana, a zar that's mesada de marocha is not going to be chayev. In fact, it sounds like from the maskana, like a zar that's mesada de marocha, but the evidence is going to be kosher. It sounds like it's going to be okay. But a zar that's mesada the shnei gzirei yetzim, that's already intense. And in fact, if a zar is mesada the shnei gzirei yetzim, he's going to be chayev. Just to recap the entire daf, the daf was really a tale of two sugyas. So we had the first half of the daf, which discussed hefshit v'nituach, which were two of the avoidas that were done with the carbon oil, something that you would have thought is only kosher b'kayin, it's mikabal of elach, and ordinarily mikabal of elach, everything has to be done by a kayin, but at the same time we have drushes that teach us that hefshit v'nituach is kosher bazar. Shchita Hefshit, Venituach, Haylochas, Eitzim, Lemizbeach, Hadlokas, Amenoira. These are some of the avoiders that the Rambam mentions in Perek Tes Hilchas Bias Mikdash that are kosher bizarre. That was the first half of the daf. The second half of the daf is Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush that Zor, Shesider, Shnei, Gzirei, Eitzim is going to be Chayef Misa.